This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says the U.S. is broadening its European travel ban, adding Britain and Ireland to the list at midnight tonight. The vice president says Americans and green card holders will not be subject to the ban, but would face screening when they get home.
Again, Americans in the U.K. or Ireland can come home. Legal residents can come home, but as the secretary will detail, they will be funneled through specific airports and processed.
Earlier this week, the U.S. announced a 30-day ban on flights from the European Union. U.S. President Donald Trump's doctor, Sean Conley, says the president tested negative for the coronavirus. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, the White House is now conducting temperature checks on anyone who is in close contact with President Trump and Vice President Pence.
They've had a little bit of activity, unfortunately. So.
Speaking to reporters at the White House Saturday, President Trump said he's also considering travel restrictions within the U.S.
And we're working with the states, and we are considering other restrictions.
The White House has stepped up precautions amid revelations that the president has had direct and indirect exposures to COVID-19.
I had my temperature taken coming into the room.
Seven weeks.
You did? Good.
Yes, sir.
Those precautions include temperature checks.
Was your temperature normal, Mr. President?
Ben Thomas, Washington.
France and Spain are taking increasingly drastic measures to try to slow the spread of the coronavirus Sunday, with lockdowns, curfews, and travel restrictions spreading. France is closing just about everything the rest of the world loves about it, the Eiffel Tower, the Louvre, the cafes and restaurants, measures to put more space between people and contain the virus. For more information on the coronavirus and the symptoms you should look for, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. French voters are going to the polls today to cast their votes in municipal elections, despite an outbreak of the coronavirus and an outcry that the virus and the fear of contamination will keep many voters home. President Emmanuel Macron has insisted that the democratic continuity of the nation would be in jeopardy if the vote were delayed. Thousands of mayors and municipal councils will be elected in the two-round polls. Three U.S. troops were injured, two of them seriously, in a rocket attack against Camp Taji, north of Baghdad Saturday. As Edward Uranian reports, it's the second attack on the camp in less than a week.
Saturday's attack was the second on U.S. coalition forces at the Taji Air Base since Wednesday. It follows U.S. retaliation Friday on Iraqi targets, including several Shiite Hashd-Shaabi bases, one mostly a Shiite police base, and the Karbala air base now under construction. Arab media says Iraqi security forces arrested the owner of the lot from which the rockets were fired into the Taji air base, along with Iraqi forces at a nearby checkpoint who saw the attack. Iraq's Joint Operations Command says personnel are still searching for the perpetrators. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Hong Kong democracy activist Chan Kin Man is free from prison today, saying he has no regrets for his leading role in the 2014 Umbrella Civil Disobedience Movement and that the sacrifice was needed to achieve universal suffrage. Reuters' Olivia Chan has more.
61-year-old Chan is one of the three leaders of the pro-democracy movement in 2014, aiming to push for full democracy in the Chinese-ruled city. He was found guilty last year of conspiracy to commit public nuisance for his role in planning and mobilizing supporters. The Umbrella Movement staged a 79-day sit-in that blocked major roads in the city, bringing the Asian financial hub to a standstill. The symbolic umbrella tactic re-emerged last year during the sometimes violent anti-government protests triggered by a now-withdrawn extradition bill.
That is Reuters' Olivia Chan reporting. Two people who were kidnapped in Burkina Faso 2 years ago have been released. The United Nations mission in Mali says Edith Ballas of Canada and Luca Tachetto of Italy were found in northern Mali. They are in good health. It remains unclear who was responsible for their abduction, but jihadists and ethnic militias have been active in Africa's Sahel region since 2015, and they have killed hundreds of civilians over the past year. Tokyo's governor is vowing to take thorough measures against the coronavirus outbreak for the Olympic torch relay through Japan. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.